This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Stefano.
Okay, Kara.
Kara Schillen is my friend at the controls in our studio in Washington as the focus is on the presidential election.
Yes, it is. Really? You didn't know there was an election?
Wow. Donald Trump is running against Hillary Clinton. Did you hear that? Or is Donald Trump running against himself? Or is Hillary Clinton running against herself? Who's running against whom? Trump behavior is in the focus. Political threats to the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, the name-calling, the attacks on Hillary Clinton's marriage, puzzling Republicans who expected him to move to somehow or other put the party together, start acting a little more presidential, and begin courting the women who will have to vote for him if he's going to win. I was talking to some young people, younger than I am, probably your age, Kara, maybe a little bit older, who work in a union job. This is Massachusetts, remember? It's very union-oriented. It's pretty much left of center. And this particular voter works for me on my farm. He's somebody who's always voted. His family's always been big Democrats, but you knew that they voted for Obama, and you knew that they voted for the Democratic mayor, the governor, that kind of stuff. So yesterday he was on one of my tractors, and he just stopped. He turned the tractor off. He said, "Who are you going to vote for?" And I said, "Well, the election were today, and Donald Trump had picked a good vice presidential candidate or companion, then I'd vote for him." He said, "Yeah, man, we got to shake things up." And he knows that I'm an anarchist. He knows that I like to shake things up, or certainly want to in this circumstance. He says, "Everybody works angry." So I said, "Well, what are you angry about? What are your colleagues angry about? What's going on?" Not that I didn't know. "Well, there's no organization. There's no leadership. Everybody does what they want. And they're looking for a paycheck." Well, I said, "What do you think Trump's going to do about that?" He said, "I don't know, man, but we got to change things. Everything's got to change. The current system's got to go." So, okay, I got it. You get it? Is that the way you feel about it? 888-302-3684. The email address here is doug@dougstefan.com. There's a live Twitter feed at Good Day Show, instagram.com/Good Day. Facebook, same thing, /Good Day. So, if you have strong convictions, are you going to go for Trump because he has strong convictions? Does Hillary Clinton have strong convictions? My answer to that would probably be no. Not at all. But then that's me. The Republican nominee, well, yeah, probably have to use the word presumptive, told the Associated Press that his tax returns since 2009 are still under review with the IRS and that most likely they will not be released before the election. So Trump was asked by a reporter, "Will you push your lawyers on this? Will you tell them that voters deserve to know this information regardless of the audit?" Trump said, "Nope. One of the voters, the voters don't actually care about this, and two, there's no new information that I would bring out." So I guess I wonder about that myself. I wonder why we have to have, when did that start? Releasing tax returns. And why is that anybody's business? Really? You listen to me every day, you don't know what my tax return says on it. And I listen to you when you call or you exchange thoughts with me or you engage in the program with 3 or 4 million other people during the course of a week. I don't know what your tax returns say. People would come back to me and say, oh, that's because you're not going to be president. I'd actually be a pretty good president, frankly. Get right down to brass tacks, I would. I'd be a good president because I have a heart, I have a soul, I have a brain. I don't easily get pushed around. And that's another thing the kids said yesterday. Man, nobody pushes him around. 60% of Americans say they have negative thoughts about him. That is according to pollsters. Well, the pollsters said he wasn't going to get as far as he did. And guess what, boys and girls? Here he is. Now, on the other side, Hillary Clinton, talking to supporters about Donald Trump and his tax plan for billionaires, went off for a bit into why Trump wouldn't release his own taxes.
Years of tax returns. They got 8 years on our website right now. So you got to ask yourself, why does he want to release them? Yeah, well, we're going to find out.
Really? What's that got to do with how Hillary Clinton might lead the country? What's that got to do with how Trump would lead the country? You might say, well, if he has a certain, if he's got some positions that lead one to believe that he would favor this company or that company or this business or that business, or I just think that it's a specious argument. But maybe I'm all by myself in that department. Curious as to what people think about Donald Trump and whether he ought to release his taxes or not. Yes or no? 888-302-3684-13 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Good day program. The good day time is 16, almost 17 after the hour. So we're talking about politics, the presidential race, From CNN, Jake Tapper talked about how Mitt Romney took to his Facebook page yesterday to rant about Donald Trump not releasing his taxes.
Former presidential nominee Mitt Romney says Donald Trump's refusal to release his tax returns is, quote, disqualifying. In a Facebook post, Romney, a longtime Trump critic, says, quote, it is disqualifying for a modern-day presidential nominee to refuse to release tax returns to the voters, especially one who has not been subject to public scrutiny in either public, military, or public service. Romney goes on to say, quote, there is only one logical explanation for Mr. Trump's refusal to release his returns. There is a bombshell in them. Given Mr. Trump's equanimity with other flaws in his history, we can only assume it's a bombshell of unusual size, unquote.
All right, so Donald Trump may have something that he's hiding. But don't you think you've gotten to know him pretty well? His rants, Twitter brawls, they've dominated the media coverage, public conversation, so that there's something that's there, something that you feel you can wrap yourself around. I think it's disingenuous. Is that a good word for Hillary Clinton or for Mitt Romney or all these other people? They just don't get what's going on in the public. They're fighting. They're pushing. Mostly the Republicans, like Romney. I had great respect for him. I still think he contributed a lot to Massachusetts when he was governor, and to the campaign last time around. I think he could have won had he really wanted to. But whatever his thing is with Trump, it's immature. I think both sides have been pretty immature here. Speaking of that, Donald Trump was talking. Remember yesterday we were focused on the Budweiser America handle. Budweiser beer wants to change the name of their beer to America. Trump said he was the real inspiration for that. He said he believed Bud sees the direction the country's going and they're getting cans out ahead of the election.
All right, well, you know, somebody who's trying to make America great again is Donald Trump, who joins us on the line. Donald Trump, do you think you had something to do with Budweiser changing the name of their beer for the summer?
They owe you money
to America?
I think so. They're so impressed with what our country will become that they decided to do this before the fact.
They got to get a taste of that.
Uh-huh. Joe Biden did an interview about the presidential race. He was asked about the election and his decision not to run. Says he thinks that he would have been the best president, but personal circumstances surrounding the death of his son, too much for him at the time.
I think I would have been the best president, but it was the right thing, not just for my family, for me. No one should ever seek the presidency unless they're able to devote their whole heart and soul and passion into just doing that. And Bo was my soul.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he would have been the best president. He would have been an interesting candidate for president. I don't know. At the time, the country doesn't want. The country's crying for something different. You can hear it. You can feel it. I thought it was interesting. The mayor of London, this new mayor, Sadiq Khan, who is a Muslim, as you probably know, called Trump ignorant when it came to Islam and Islamic affairs. Is he? Under the circumstances, I don't know if ignorant is the word that I'd use, but I think that he, when he uses some of the baiting techniques that he uses, he's not speaking to me. That's what I don't like about him. I would like to see more conciliation, not that that's what it's going to take to blow things up, but I just think it's about policy rather than people. Do you agree with that? I also find it interesting with all the hoopla about Facebook denying that the company suppresses conservative news, $2,700 this fellow donated to Hillary Clinton. $2,700 from somebody who's on the top of the heap at Facebook. What sayest you about that? 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Victoria, because she and Jennifer have impact on what we do here in the program. Obviously, that's why they're here. And Jennifer, when she was working in another circumstance, had various euphemisms for the days of the week. And it seemed to me in the back of my noggin, I remembered reading Way Back Wednesday, but maybe that's somebody else or something else. But
Was a thing. Yeah, it was a hashtag. It was sort of like a DJ thing more than a hashtag on social media.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, Two for Tuesday and Way Back Wednesday. And,
Throwback Thursday.
That's actually a social media thing.
Yeah. All right, so let's do Way Back Wednesday to the year 1986. These songs were in the top positions. Whitney Houston, Greatest Love of All. How many people remember this song and like it?
All
raise your hands. Yes,
I used to pretend that I could sing this when I was a young girl, and it didn't work out so well.
Why? Because you couldn't remember the words, or you can't sing.
Oh, no. Look.
Words aren't that hard. I'm sure she knew the words.
The words are easy. The depth and range of Whitney Houston is very hard to duplicate.
All right, crank it up, Kara, for a moment. Whitney Houston's Greatest Love of All. 1986. So, is this a love song for somebody else, or did she realize that she was lovable? Is that what the lyric line is all about? The greatest love of all is in you.
Yeah, the love of yourself. You've got to love yourself first.
You do. You got to put yourself first. Hard for some people to do. All right, so that's Whitney Houston's contribution to 1986. Here's Janet Jackson's... Pregnante. Is it me? Or it just seems more about her around lately?
Well, she's on tour and pregnant and all that stuff. Her new album is really good. Yeah. Oh, she maybe stopped touring. Yeah.
Yeah, pregnant. Pregnant.
But she was out there.
Can you imagine bouncing around on stage being 8 months pregnant?
I can't imagine bouncing around on stage right now.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera did that once. She had to have a baby monitor strapped to her belly under her costume because she got to about the 5 or 6 month mark. Yeah. Really? I can't imagine doing that. And
I remember seeing Cyndi Lauper in concert, and she was probably 8 months pregnant. I mean, she was pregnant.
Wow.
And she comes out in these little tiny, I mean, they weren't tall, but she was wearing like these little mules that had these really tiny heels on them. And she was all over that stage. And my mom, I was with my mom at the time. She's like, my mom's like, take off those. She's finally halfway through. She took off the shoes. And but she was great, you know, and she doesn't do a lot of dancing, or she doesn't anymore. She sort of stands and sings now, but still.
Talking about your mother or Janet Jackson?
Both. No. Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. All right, here's the Miami Sound Machine. The big song from 1986 this week. Gloria Estefan. I have always admired her. This is just a great pop song. Crank it up, Kara! Wasn't this used in that movie Will Smith was in? Bad Boys?
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, right. Another Kevin Hart. Both of them obnoxious as hell. But anyway, Bad Boys is a pretty good movie if you like that kind of... Tia Leone was in the first one, I think, if I remember correctly. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, Hank Williams Jr. Ain't Misbehaving. Big song for this week in 86.
No one to walk with, but I'm happy on a shelf.
You like this, Kara?
Ain't Misbehaving.
All right.
Victoria, you're getting onto the country bandwagon. You like this?
No.
Really?
No,
Jen, you like it, right?
No, I know for sure.
Okay. I like it. I'm in the minority here.
Did you know that?
Wow. 28 after.
A community development group looks to help break the generational cycle of poverty. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
The Hope Enterprise Corporation of Jackson, Mississippi is trying to improve lives in a region that includes all or parts of Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. CEO Bill Bynum was part of a panel at a recent Farm Foundation forum on rural poverty.
Child poverty in our region is among the worst in the country. If you drill down deeper, for African Americans, it's hovering around 50% in those areas. But you can't talk about child poverty without talking about multi-generational poverty. If a family's poor, then the kids are going to be poor.
Bynum proposes collaborations between organizations like his and many of the federal agencies that deal with rural poverty.
One of the challenges of this is how resources are allocated. Policy decisions are about choices. We all know that poverty is not a red or blue issue. It's not a black, white, or brown issue. It's an American issue.
Audio from the forum is at farmfoundation.org. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's a good day program. Thursday is upon us. Thursday, what's today? The 12th, right? Is today the 12th? Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is.
Tomorrow's Friday the 13th. Doug and Kara Schillen here at your service and on your side. The kind of conversation that brings about Facebook reaction, facebook.com/good day, instagram.com/good day show, Twitter at good day show. David writes, an anarchist voting for Trump, I call it shenanigans. That would never happen. You're furthering the reliance on the broken two-party system. He was answering or responding to something I said on the air because I am sort of an anarchist. When I don't blow up buildings. I don't look, I'm not advocating violence under any circumstances. What I'm advocating is serious, thorough change. change is what we need. The system is broken. Last night, I've said many times, I'm on Framingham town meeting. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I'm on the town meeting. We have the largest town in the country. 70,000 people live here, and we have a town meeting form of government, and it is broken, broken, broken. It is awful. I've complained, and I don't believe that one has any credibility when it comes to things like this if you complain and don't do anything about it. So I, 6 years ago, ran for town meeting, have been elected. Plus an agricultural advisory committee is how we have one of those in our town, and that's how I serve. And it has brought me into the open, and it has opened me up for criticism. And some of it I don't like, frankly. I'm much more reserved there. And one of the reasons I'm much more reserved is because I want to get things done and don't want to be the issue. There are several things going on in town that would be good in my estimation for the town, so I'm solidly behind them, but I have somebody else be the face of it because some people consider me controversial. And last night was an example. We voted on some spending, and somebody presented a bylaw suggestion that we only increase the budget every year by 2%. And then people got up and said, well, finance committee can do that. You know, there's going to be special needs, and what happens if you need more money? You won't be able to get it, and blah, blah, this and that. And of the 200 members of town meeting, there were 25 who voted for that. The rest of them voted against it. I was one of the 25 who voted for it because I think there needs to be a confiscatory almost point of view on tax policy and on spending because the local government can't sustain. It will not have the support. You cannot raise taxes and keep raising taxes and have the expectation that everything's going to be okay. Because it isn't. You can't. It won't. So how do you stop it? You make a lot of noise. You come up with other ideas. You support things and people like Trump. You know, there's a whole lot. Oh, what's Donald Trump's plan to raise taxes on the rich? He doesn't have one. No, because it's a specious tax. It is only the people like those at the New York Times and people who think that taking money from the rich and giving it to people who are poor for whatever the reason is the solution to the problem have got their head up there. You know what? That doesn't work. It won't work. It can't work. Because then there's no incentive for America to be America. Yeah, under the circumstances, some people lie, cheat, steal because they want money. They're greedy. Yeah, there are those people. But for the most part, if you have that attitude toward your fellow man, then why are you even involved? If you think everybody's bad, if you think everybody's greedy, are there people who have taken advantage of the system? Absolutely. But other guys like Elon Musk, for example, fellow started PayPal. Here's a guy who really had a brilliant idea, and with three or four other friends, he executed it and has made billions. All right, so he had that, took some money, used it for a couple of other ideas like building a car that will contribute to the environmental security that many people are looking for. He built a car that runs on batteries. He'll sell hundreds of thousands of them this year because people like them because they're good. He's contributed to society, and if you take all this money away from him through taxation, he has he didn't have any incentive to do PayPal to begin with. You won't have any incentive for people to do stuff on their own, to do what America stands for. Why don't people understand that? Are they just lazy and stupid and unmoved by the reality that this country only works if you have a tax system that supports entrepreneurialism, that supports new ideas, fresh ideas? Yeah, has it been abused by the Kochs and others who take their money and try to buy people into elections? Yep. But even this year, people are seeing through that. Look what happened when they spent all that dough to get Rubio to win Florida and Cruz to win here, there, and everywhere, and it hasn't worked. Because people now realize how corrupt the system is, and they want to do something about it. But they don't want, they don't see, they don't feel, they don't sense that it's about taxation. It's about making things work. You don't make things work by just throwing more money at them. That was one of the other discussions we had in town meeting floor last night. You don't. You don't make things work just by spending more money. So even though I was one of 25 who voted for this guy's motion to have a 2% cap, after, and he and I disagree on pretty much, he always votes against me and my ideas. And part of the reason he does is because he thinks that I've used the system to benefit me. That, you know, and there was the four or five of us got together inside of town meeting, and, you know, they sort of tease me about where I live and how I live, and, you know, am I, the most of the people, the, our average people that are on town meeting floor, what does that mean? Well, their income level is here and yada, yada. I kind of resent that, because if I have a little extra or a little more, it's because I've worked a lot harder. This guy worked for the post office. He's done okay. He's done a nice job of creating an ambiance in his life from doing a few other things. But that's what he wanted to do. So, God love him, he worked for the post office for 42 years. And others, there's a guy in front of me who worked in radio for a long time. Happens to live in the same town, and we have a lot in common, and we like and embrace each other. A fellow who works for the state, who's a construction manager, lives next to me in my precinct. Have great regard and respect for him. We all voted together. We laughed about it because we were the only two from our precinct that voted to cut spending, because a lot of other people who live in this precinct think that we should be taxing people more. That's why they like governors. We have a Republican governor in Massachusetts now. And he got there because people were fed up. That's how Romney sort of got there with the system. We go back and forth. Deval Patrick, who is thought to be one of the prime candidates to run with Hillary Clinton as his vice, as her vice presidential companion, if that's the best word for it. He was horrible. He was a miserable governor. But he was typical. Why is it that Democrats are sort of so typically this way and Republicans are so typical that way? Does that make the Republicans or Democrats? I'd like to think not. But it's predictable. What Trump is bringing to the surface is what we like about the non-traditional way of addressing certain problems that we all have. And one of them is to go back to taxation. We're spending too much money. The government's too big. Doesn't work. And that's why people are angry. The kid I was talking to you about earlier, who said, I'm voting for Trump. Never voted for a Republican before in his life. I'm voting for Trump because I want to see things shake up. Shaken up. Anyway, so I just... and there was a comment on Facebook about Musk that made me think about him. He's been talking a lot lately in interviews about this futuristic Hyperloop space transportation system. You know, he's fascinated. He's got SpaceX. He's fascinated with what can be done. And Jay writes, what's going to keep people from passing out at those speeds? The human body doesn't function well. Brad says, you first. There was something that was suggested a number of years ago when cars were first going 20, 30 miles an hour. Suggestion was if you went faster than that, you'd get whiplash. That didn't come true. It was one of those things from the world of science that was disproven. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
You, the road, nothing else. This is what it's like to start your legend on an Indian motorcycle. And now for a limited time, we'll add $1,500 to your trade-in value, plus $1,000 in accessory and apparel credit. Go ahead. The road is calling. Indian Motorcycle. Be legendary.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada and subject to credit approval. Trade-in allowance and accessory credit valid on select 2016 models. Good through 5/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 48 minutes after the hour. The situation with where we are, I found this fascinating, actually. The millennial story about slavery, reparations. There's a study that you'll read more about today that shows the majority of younger people think African Americans ought to be compensated for the suffering of the ancestors. Carrie, you're in that group. Do you agree with about 51 or 52% of those who are your age who think slave reparations are a good idea?
See, I am not sure how I feel about this because I don't really believe in the just paying an arbitrary amount of money to people because I don't think that really fixes the situation. But I do think that recognizing that African Americans who had slave ancestors are in a different position than other people in this country. I mean, if you think back to what your grandparents were doing, it's very different. Or, I mean, your grandparents, their grandparents weren't slaves, but if your grandparents didn't have access to the same thing as, say, my grandparents did,
well,
then I think that's something you have to acknowledge. I think
my
that
great-grandparents worked in a slave, in a sweatshop for 4 cents an hour. So should they be... should I be paid the difference between what they should have made from working in the sweatshop?
No, but they still made money, which I think is different than
having no money at all.
Yes.
Slaves were just paid by having bed and board, as it were. Okay, well, I was thought to that. Interesting. 50, putting things in perspective here, Good Day. 50 past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Good Day program. It's Thursday morning. Joining me now is a gentleman who has been following this program for a long time, not because he has to, but because he wants to, even though he sort of does have to. That's kind of a cute introduction. Scott Fredericks is programmer at KYYA, News Talk 730 in Billings, Montana. And in a couple of hours, his program will follow this program on that great radio station. So I understand that you had a one-on-one with Bernie Sanders last night. How did you arrange that?
Well, I'm still feeling the burn, by the way, Doug.
Are you really?
Yeah,
burn,
yeah.
You get it?
B-E-R-N?
Yeah.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, it came down really fast, and we got to meet with the senator and had a one-on-one with him for about, 5 minutes or so. I could not believe the crowd, over 9,000 people in Billings to see Bernie Sanders.
Okay, so what's the circumstances? Let's set this up. You know how I like to have input from individual stations around the country, so this is great fodder for conversation later on. Tell us, for the rest of the people who don't know Billings, what Billings in, what do they call, Great Sky Country?
Big Sky Country.
Big Sky, that's what it is, Big Sky Country.
We have a lot of skies here. You know
yes,
what I mean?
You do. That's
yeah.
Beautiful. Driving across that state is a magnificent experience. All right, so we'll have another conversation about that later. Yeah. What is there about the Billings, Montana voter that you find unique?
Well, yeah, Billings is so diverse. We have colleges. We have a lot of medical facilities here. And then we have three refineries in stone's throw from the city of Billings. Plus, we have coal fire plants. So Bernie Sanders was kind of in hostile territory last night with this fossil fuel energy deal.
Right, but he's going to get 9,000 people to show up. What was the age? Give us a range, if you can, the typical, when you looked at that crowd, what did you see? Did you see your listeners? Who was your typical listener? What did you see in the crowd?
I saw people from 16, and I thought I saw you there last night.
You may have. I think Bernie's okay, except when it comes to his tax scheme. I think throwing, you know, you've heard me talk as an anarchist. I was just reading something from a guy who sent me a Facebook post, you know, talking about my ideas with regard to anarchy. I just want to, I want things to stop and then start again. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know where you are politically. You and I have had several conversations over the years. I don't know where you are, and I guess I was that sort of leading to that, trying to figure out what the political landscape is. You said not too favorable to some of his ideas. Somebody must think. I mean, come on, how big is Billings? About, what, 30, 40,000 people? How many people live in Billings?
We're sitting at about 120,000.
Are you really now?
Yeah,
wow.
you're in a big city, Doug. When people hear your voice in the morning, you're in a big city.
Big time. All right, so there's still 9,000 people to show up at a Bernie Sanders rally. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and next week, President Clinton's coming to Billings.
Yeah.
And word is, later this month, Donald Trump.
Sure. Okay, so what did Bernie Sanders tell you that you found engaging? What did you ask him, and what did he say?
Well, you know, one of the big things, and there was TV reporters there and everything, when we asked him the question about fracking, which is very big here in the state of Montana, he said, I'm going to get rid of it.
No more fracking.
No more fracking. You could just go, everybody go, really?
Because that's a big business there. Montana, Idaho, the Dakotas, Wyoming, that's big business.
Yeah, so everybody was going, wow, you know, and he says, I'm saying the same message I said 20 years ago, Scott. It hasn't changed one bit.
All right, well, at least he's consistent. Did you feel he was honest and honorable? Did you get that vibe from him?
Yes, one of the most nicest guys you would ever meet, looked you straight in the eye. Any question, he never dodged it at all. You asked him a question, and he sat there and told you.
Did he have dandruff last night? Did you see any dandruff?
Well, he had more hair than I did, Doug, so I was kind of jealous.
That doesn't say too much about your hairline, pal.
Yeah, I was listening to that one commercial that you talk about the hair all the time. I'm really thinking about it. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
All right, well, maybe we should send you some. All in all, the crowd, the 9,000 were there. The reaction during and after his presentation was what?
Well, people started lining up outside the auditorium 6 hours in advance.
Really?
And the lines were just wrapping around. You could not move in that building. The sound was so loud. There were rock and roll bands going on. This was just like a big rock concert.
Wow. Under the circumstances, he's got a cult following. And were they, do you think mostly younger people, honestly? What's a Democrat? We got a few seconds here. Democratic-Republican mix in Billings is what?
I think it's probably 60-40 Republicans.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, you got it. That's an impressive crowd. Good for you. Good that you got right into his face up close and personal. Yes, Scott Fredericks from KYYA in Billings, Montana, talking to Bernie Sanders and talking to us about it here.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.